Hello, this is Miss Krista, and this is Kinks and Drinks. What do you have? Tonight's special is all about increasing your sexual performance and your stamina. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Discord and Chantrix radio channel, but you must be 21 or older to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform, or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Hopefully everybody's doing well. So tonight we're going to be talking about your stamina and how to either perform very well at the stroke-a-thon, which is coming up, or in the bedroom with your partner, because, you know, nobody wants to be that person that doesn't do well in the bedroom. Now, do we? Nobody wants that. And tonight, we have a pretty good drink. This is what I am drinking tonight. And it is fairly good. I'm going to post it here in the room right now. So give me just a second, and we'll get that posted. And here we go. It is called Slow and Easy because so many guys, I'm not talking about anybody in the room in particular, so don't go getting your feelings hurt, but so many guys actually get in too big of a hurry when we're having sex. So I named this one nice and, you know, Slow and Easy. And what this is an ounce and a half of Devil's River Agave Bourbon, an ounce of mezcal, quarter ounce of agave nectar, and two or three dashes of Angostura bitters. You combine all of this into a mixing glass filled with ice, and you stir for 20 to 30 seconds until well chilled. Strain over a rocks glass filled with fresh ice, garnished with a brandied cherry wrapped with an orange peel. Basically what this is a kind of a twist on an old fashioned, and it is a delicious drink. So let's go ahead and get right into the meat and potatoes of tonight's meal, which is how to increase your sexual stamina. That's basically what all this is about. Now, there are a lot of different methods, a lot of different things you can do. And I was a little shocked when I was looking into this a little bit deeper this week of a couple of the things that is mentioned. And one of the things that was a recurring thing is your diet. I would have never guessed that. But it is. That's one of the big ones. But to extend male sexual performance and improve stamina, focus on strengthening your pelvic floor muscles. Utilizing the stop-start, squeeze behavioral techniques, and reducing stress. Being in cardiovascular shape also does help. And then here it is again, proper nutrition, and limiting alcohol and tobacco, which I never have agreed with. You don't, well, tobacco maybe, but alcohol, I love it. And also, learn how to do some breathing exercises. Now, the pelvic floor exercises, strengthening the muscles that support the bladder and control ejaculation, can significantly improve your ejaculatory control. Squeeze these pelvic muscles as if stopping urine for 5 to 10 seconds, repeating every 15 to 20 seconds. Do that daily for however long. That's one technique. Now, here is the technique that I think works the best. This one here will get you I think, the most bang for your buck, and that is basically you edge. You just continuously get right there to the point of ready to come, and you stop. And yes, Addie's got those sexy legs. Ooh, yes. And the start and stop technique is, I would say, probably one of your best things. But here, I'm going to tell you the Krista version of this. Yes, jacking off and playing with yourself, it's going to increase some of your stamina. But if you're out of shape really bad, it's really not going to help a whole lot, because you're going to get winded and then you're just going to get lazy. So try to get yourself into a little bit better shape. That will help. The cardio is important, especially when you're having sex with a woman like me that wants to go all night. Also, get plenty of rest before you come. Before you come to the party, not before you shoot that load. Anyway, and the other thing is, focus on the journey, not the destination. It does feel good, I know, to come. But it feels good having sex. So why get in so big of a hurry to ejaculate when you can enjoy it longer, make her enjoy it longer, and probably get it from her again and again if you do enjoy it and go longer? So those are a couple of little things. And then there's one of my favorites. This borderlines on ruined orgasms, but I have to mention it because of Miss K. Marie. It's called the squeeze method. And similar to the start and stop, but you or your partner gently squeezes the head of the penis for several seconds when close to climax. Now, if it was a ruined orgasm type of thing, oh, you don't gently squeeze. You squeeze that little burger until, you know, that orgasm goes completely away. And that was just for Miss K. Marie, just so everybody knows. Now, the breathing techniques definitely help. And that's where you, when you start getting, and you do this while you're masturbating, it will really help. And that's where you, as you're stroking and you start getting close, do some really deep breaths. Take some really deep breaths in and, you know, just kind of relax yourself instead of letting yourself get over the edge to that point of you can't control yourself. Well, that is one of the big things. Now, this one here, never been a big fan of, although I do believe in safe sex with people that I don't know, but I try not to have sex with people I don't know. And I try to vet my sexual partners pretty good. But it says to use condoms. Thicker condoms or endurance condoms can reduce sensitivity, which can extend playtime. However, I am a firm believer that if I'm going to have a guy with a real thick condom on, I might as well just be playing with a rubber toy. That's just my thought. Hi, John. And hi, everybody else. Demi owns me. And everybody, I got so caught up into getting the show started, I forgot to do all my greetings. I hope everybody's doing well tonight. Had a good weekend so far. Now, lifestyle habits for better performance. Again, cardiovascular exercise is really going to help. Smoking, they keep bringing that up, and I do believe that is probably a cardio issue as well. You know, you get short-winded when you smoke. You don't have the lung capacity. So that is another one. Dietary adjustments. Consume foods that improve blood flow, such as those rich in L-citrulline, which is like watermelon, onions, and garlic. And then, of course, weight management. If you're overweight and carrying around a lot of extra weight, you probably don't have the endurance that you once had. So those are some of the, that's just the general things. Now, I am going to get into a little bit more in depth in all these. That was just to kind of brush over everything. But before I do, Mont says, I'd smoke weed during sex. You better not during, in between little ventures, maybe. You start off, you smoke a little bit before you start, and then you go, and yeah, no. But anyway, one of the things that I have found to be the most effective is guys just, they get overwhelmed with the fact that they're getting laid, I guess. Enjoy the trip. A lot of foreplay. Instead of really worrying about getting right down to, the main course, spend some time on the side dishes. Enjoy yourself and let her enjoy herself or himself, if that's what you're into. Because believe me, even if you're in a same-sex partnership, they're going to want a little more enjoyment out of it than just a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Nobody wants a minute man. Nobody wants that three-stroke joke or a two-pump chump. We just don't want that. So spend more time in the foreplay arena. Do a lot more kissing. Do a lot more touching. I have been a proponent of this in many of my shows, but also I am a big fan of sensation play, which will prolong the act of sex. It really will. So bring some sensations to the table as well and take your time. When you get into a big rush, you will underperform. And when you get caught up in the fact that, oh God, I'm getting laid, yay! And yeah, well, that's what happens. You end up getting laid once, because I know a lot of my girlfriends and myself, well, we're just not going to do it. We're not going to hang out and let you all just, get your rocks off and then roll over and go to sleep. That's not how it works. So let's go a little bit deeper in some of these topics we talked about earlier. Addie says, my friends used to be shocked with how long I had sex. And I was just, there's more stuff you can do, right? Ooh, I like that, Addie. Great attitude. Love that. So, everybody knows that if you want to increase stamina, you want to be cardio. You want cardio. I can't think of the movie right off the top of my Zombieland. Cardio is on the top of his list. So, cardio is important. You definitely want to work on that. Aerobic activities such as swimming. Guess what, guys? I'm an avid swimmer, so I'm going to wear you out. Biking, brisk walking can help you build endurance. Strengthening your muscles by lifting weights, using elastic bands or performing push-ups or the Kegel-type exercises for men working on your abdominal floor. Flexibility is also a good way because you can warm up and get your body, get your blood flowing. All right. Now, here's this diet thing again, or what foods to eat. These are some foods that they have found to really help with blood flow, blood pressure, and help overall performance. apples, pears, oranges, and other types of citrus. Adding a good variety of vegetables to your diet will help as well. Omega-3 fatty acids, salmon, anchovies. I laughed when I read that. I'm sorry. Black cod, herring, whitefish, cobia, fortified eggs, and flaxseed. Vitamin D is another good source. Tuna, eggs, things of that nature. All right. Another thing that's going to help is to reduce your stress. Oh, boy, I've lost everybody. I guess this is a boring topic, huh? I promise it's going to get better here in a minute if you all just hang out. Kick unhealthy habits, and here's where it starts getting fun. Introduce kinks into your black cod. It's a type of fish, Addie. I laughed too when I read it, so. Yeah, and someone said apples. How about that, Mott? But anyway, away from all of the physical and those kind of things, the mental aspect of this. Now, this is where it's going to get fun for you. You need to have a more broad understanding of the sexual activity and what your partner is craving and what your partner wants. So introducing kinks and fetishes into your sex life can also help with your endurance and your stamina. Now, all that being brought up, here is the deal. This is also a show about the Stroke-a-thon that we have coming up on May 23rd. All of that aside, that particular endeavor, us mistresses are going to do everything we can to make you come fast. So that's why I'm kind of doing this show. So if you are into this, if you are going to participate, then you're going to probably want to listen to some of these things I've got mentioned. However, we are going to test your mettle. The 15 ladies that are going to be in this Stroke-a-thon in your ear are going to be very, very good at what they do. And I listened to a little clip of Harper's the other day. God damn, that woman can, she can really get the blood flowing. And I heard a little bit of Michelle's too. And yeah, anyway. And I am going to be positioned dead center of the lineup. So you're going to catch me in the middle of it if you do participate. And now, seeing everybody has left the room but you three, well, I am going to go ahead and tell you what my major announcement was that nobody else knows. This is a Stroke-a-thon announcement that is not been privy to anyone yet. And what it is, everybody ready? Drum roll. Are you ready? Trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun. I am hosting the after party. So, after the Stroke-a-thon, you hop right on over here, and we're going to have an after party. We're going to have some fun here, too. And I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to do for the after party, but I think I'm going to give away some prizes, too. So, I haven't decided what prizes I'm going to give away or what I'm going to do, but there's going to be some prizes, so you'll definitely want to attend. You'll definitely want to come and have some fun with us. So, Anyway, that is the major announcement. After party, after the stroke-a-thon. So, what that means for anybody that's not going to be participating in the stroke-a-thon, the show will start a little late because the stroke-a-thon is going to run probably a little past 9. So, I will be a little bit late getting that show started, but I will still run it an hour, so it may run a little over. Hopefully everybody can attend and have some fun with it. Hi, Bobby. How are you tonight? I don't know if you caught the announcement, but I am hosting an after party after the stroke-a-thon on the 23rd of May. The show will start a little late because of the stroke-a-thon, but it will be a full show, and I'm probably going to give away some prizes during that during that event. So that is the announcement, and you all heard it first right here. And another thing, I haven't got it worked out yet, but I'm also, for the month of May, up until the 23rd. The 23rd will be the last day that you can do it, up until basically the 23rd when the stroke-a-thon starts. Once that happens, that deal dies. But I'm working on putting it together a Discord package to where you will, you'll get a lot of value out of doing a Discord session with me. And you, like I said, you don't necessarily have to be in the stroke-a-thon. If you are, great. If not, you still have some fun. So, but I'm looking, like I said, I haven't made up my mind exactly what it's going to be, but I'm looking at it probably being like that special I ran a weekend or so ago where you buy 20 and I'll give you 30 and a pitcher or something like that. I don't know exactly all the details I'm going to do yet. But yeah, it'll be something like that. It'll definitely be worth your while. It'll definitely be something that you'll want to look into. So, there is the announcement. Now, for those of you that are interested, and those of you that are not, well, that's all good too. There's the little thing on the stroke-a-thon. It is 8 p.m. Eastern, and it, like I said, it'll probably run a little over. It always does. So, you'll have that. And anybody interested in the actual details of it, there they are. And like I said, this show is to get you prepared for that or to be able to last longer in the bedroom. Nobody wants to be that guy. Hopefully nobody wants to be that guy. All right, I was telling you that you could increase your stamina by increasing your foreplay. Well, you can also increase your stamina by increasing the longevity that you masturbate. Instead of looking at masturbation as strictly a source of shooting your load, look at it as a training exercise. Every time you masturbate, try to go a little bit longer. Each time, try to add a little flair to it or something, you know, something that makes it enjoyable to where you can go longer. And the biggest thing that I can tell you about this is to get out of your own way. And what I mean by that is stop looking at sex as strictly an avenue to come. It can be so much more than just the orgasm. So, and not only that, but a prolonged orgasm, when you prolong it and make it go longer in between, well, what ends up happening is when you do have that orgasm, it's usually more intense and more enjoyable. So I don't understand why you would want to rush something that you can increase the intensity of. Not something that I've ever understood, but it is something that does happen. So make sure to have certain catharsis that you enjoy when you're masturbating. Something that gets your motor running. And then get in your mind of, I know most men when they masturbate, they have something extremely attractive and hot that they masturbate to. So what you do, get it in your mind that you are going to take your time with this person and make it so enjoyable that he or she wants to fuck you every night, not just that one time. And that'll help with your stamina as well. Another one is pay attention sexually to your partner. Hi, Jeannie. How are you tonight? You missed the announcement. The announcement is I am having an after party after the Stroke-a-thon on the 23rd of May. The show will start a little bit late because the Stroke-a-thon don't start until 8 p.m. So it'll start a little late. It'll still be the hour-long show. And during my show, I am going to, I haven't decided what kind of prizes I'm going to give out, but I'm going to give out some prizes during my show. So, and it's just going to be a fun show. So that is the announcement that nobody else knew but me. Well, Constance knew too. Me and Constance were the only ones in the know about this. So anyway, that is the announcement. And we're talking about increasing your stamina sexually is what we're talking about tonight. And I think I bored some people like really quick because the room emptied almost. Got to talking about, you know, exercise and eating healthy. And boy, the room cleared on me. So I guess I didn't watch my audience, I guess, close enough. I wasn't reading the room. But the bottom line is, in order to become more to have more sexual longevity, is to be healthier, to get out of your own way, to practice. Oh, and I have to say this about practice. I had a swimming coach years and years ago that the saying is practice makes perfect. That saying is incorrect because practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. You can be practicing something the wrong way and get nothing out of it. And so practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So when you're doing your practice, make sure you're doing it right. Now, here are a few things that cause decreased sexual stamina. Most of it, I'm going to tell you right now, most of it can be addressed just with attitude. All right, Jeannie. Yeah, but that is so true. And I have lived that. Matter of fact, I tell people that all the time. That I guess I become kind of an asshole because when somebody says practice makes perfect, I always correct them and tell them that's not true. And I always get funny looks until I explain myself. And then I get funny looks after that too because some people just don't want to hear it. But anyway, some things that can cause decreased sexual stamina. Stress and anxiety. So don't bring your stress and anxiety to your sexual encounters. Leave that shit at the door. When you're having sex, that should be the time that you're going to have some fun. That should be the place where you don't worry about all of the stresses of the world. It is a release. You already got eliminated, Addie. How's that? Practice Santeria. Oh, I love that song. I don't practice Santeria. Yeah. Anyway, we don't want me singing. Sorry. Don't ever do that again, Mott. You get me singing like that. Yes, I know it's Sublime. And another one of those great, great lead singers that went way too early in life. But anyway, totally different subject. But Sublime, even being sublime during sex, will certainly help your stamina and your performance. Oh, no, you don't. You don't want me singing. I sing so bad they took the mic away from me in the band. The only mics I had were hooked up to my drums. So, yeah, they don't want me singing. Oh, Peter Criss was an excellent singer, and so was Don Henley. So is the lead singer from Godsmack. There are a lot of good drummers that can sing. I'm not one of them. I'm one of the drummers that you better not want to sing. You don't want me doing any of that. Boo to the people who took my mic. It was for the best. So anyway, your crystal balls are priceless. Okay. It could be a MasterCard commercial, I guess. So back to the things that can cause it. Stress and anxiety. Don't bring stress and anxiety to the bedroom. Lack of sleep. Get some rest before you go have your sexual encounter. That is an important one. You don't want to be all half dead when you get there. Because guess what? You're going to end up being a dead fuck and nobody wants that. Double eliminated. Oh, Addie, I'm not 100% sure of that. Certain medications that you're on could possibly cause some stamina issues. And again, smoking, that's another one. So just be cognizant of the things that you're putting in your body and the rest and the stress. And I can't emphasize this enough. The want to. Well, estrogen can do it, or it can make you even more horny if you're a girl, or, well, I'm just saying. It can deter some of your... It's usually more of the testosterone blockers more than the estrogen. It's when they get on the combination of the testosterone blockers and the estrogen together is what I have understood. So estrogen alone don't typically do anything to your libido or your stamina. It's usually the testosterone blockers that will kick that in. How about 45 tips to enhance? We're not going to go over 45 tips, but how about a few tips to enhance your sexual duration? So, yay. Masturbation. We're going right back to it. Perfect practice makes perfect. There you are. So, when you're masturbating, don't do it in a rush. Now, if all you're trying to do is just get a release and get on down the road, then I guess whatever. But, you know, you need to start working on making that a practice session for when you are having sex. So make it fun. Nothing saying that you can't enjoy sensation play alone as well, just so you know that, guys. This is a nice little technique too that you can try. You know, everybody's heard of going with the stranger, right? Where you use your non-dominant hand. Well, do that. Use different things when you're masturbating. Things that doesn't just get you off like right away. I have a couple of things that I like to implement with guys that are trying to increase their ability to perform better. And one of them, and I get a lot of blowback on this, but just hear me out. Get a good wand vibrator and stop stroking altogether. Just use the wand vibrator to stimulate yourself for a while. Get good at getting stimulated and get good at having that feeling of being stimulated without the urge of, oh, I want to come right now. So once you start getting past that mindset of sex is just about an orgasm, you can start moving your length of time that it takes you to have an orgasm. Yeah, oh, it'll still get you off, especially the wands like what I've got. If you use a Dommy 2, oh, it'll get you off, even in a cage. It'll take a little bit longer, but oh boy, does it feel good. You know, the Dommy 2, which is a wand, is half of my Christogasm toolkit. So, yeah. But wand vibrators are wonderful for that. Cage play could also be something that you might want to look into. And I am going to bust a myth right here, right now. I have been told by too many people, and I go along with it because it's their fantasy, but I'm going to bust this myth tonight. Wearing a cage for a prolonged period of time does not, and I'm going to repeat that, does not make the overall length of your cock smaller. It will shrink it temporarily as long as it's in that cage, and it will continue to, basically it's like, it'll maintain the size of its environment, like, you know, little fish or whatever in tanks and all that. But once you free it and you start using it again, it will go back to the size it was initially. That is a myth, that you can actually shrink it down to nothing. So you can shrink it down and it will shrink, but once you take it out of the cage and start playing with it again, take the toy out of the wrapper, it will start growing back to its actual size. So I had to debunk that. So anyway, cockfished. Oh, I love that word. I do. That, and by the way, I use it a lot, but I have to give credit where credit is due. That is a Demi-ism. That is Demi's word. And I loved it so much that I adopted it. So, but yeah, that is something that Demi come up with. And I do love it. Oh boy, that was strong. Oh, that almost made my nose run. So, I believe everybody here knows who Kay Marie is and some of the things that she talks about. Another one of those exercises that's really good for your stamina and your overall sexual health is any kind of core exercise. And she has a trainer that she calls the Plank Nazi. Planks are really good for that too. Now, I am going to skip over all this boring bull. Okay. When you are practicing. Throw in some new things. Don't just get into that routine to where you stroke, 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 come. Don't do that. Do different things. Maybe while you're stroking, change the way that you're actually stroking it. I love jack-off instructions because I love watching a guy do it, for one. And number two, I like being in control. So I like making them do things that they haven't never done before while they're jacking off. And sometimes it will cause them to come faster, but, well, that can be fun too. But anyway, it gives you something different to do. If you get into the same old routine, routines are bad, by the way. Routines suck. Anytime you get into a routine, you're going backwards. You're putting yourself into a situation to where you're going to be doing less instead of more. So maybe while you're stroking, instead of just stroke, 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 oh my God, go stroke, stroke, stroke. And when you get up to the tip, give it a nice squeeze. Give it a good hard squeeze. Then back down, squeeze to base. Get that pre-cum flowing. Pre-cum is okay. Cummies are no good. We can't have cummies. So things like that will help. And do some mutual masturbation. If you got a partner and you're not actually performing the way that your partner would like you to perform, get into the habit of maybe having a couple of sessions of doing some, pre-cummies are really, really good. Doing some mutual masturbation and some guided masturbation, that will help you with your stamina as well. Again, it goes back to perfect practice makes perfect. So you want to find as many different things that you can do, especially on your own. And what I mean by that is that you want to change things up, because most people that are super fast comers, they fall into three categories in my experience. One, they just don't care about anybody but themselves. Two, they are super, super inexperienced, so they don't know any better. Or three, they have such a limited sex life that when they do get touched or they touch themselves, it just sends them over the edge. When they have any kind of external contact, they just go over the edge too quick. Those are my three categories that has been my experience. And if you all have more, I'm more than willing to listen, but usually it falls under those three. One of those three, usually. And you cannot fix number one. Number one can't be fixed because number one is a Steve. Everybody knows Steve, right? Steve was my cockfish. Steve was the arrogant bastard. He was the one that I cucked for just over a year and got really ruthless with him when I was cucking him. But anyway, nobody wants to be... If you're a Steve, you get what you get. So, and then the other two, it's just a matter of getting into a different headspace. And that's what it really all boils down to. Yes, the diet. Yes, the exercise. All of that does play into it, but the biggest portion of what you're going through when you are, let's call it what it is. If you're a premature ejaculator or somebody that just goes quick, really fast, it is a headspace problem. It is something to where you're not focusing yourself in a different direction. you get laser focused onto the orgasm and forget all the pleasure. And make no mistake about it. Pleasure is the most enjoyable part of sex. It's not the orgasm. Orgasm is a pleasure, but that is a given, especially for all the penis-endowed people. Penis-endowed people, you're going to have your orgasm. It just happens. Let me go backwards. Most. And I'm gonna actually qualify that a little bit further. Penis-endowed people that identify as male, you're going to get yours. It's just the way sex works. So stop worrying about the orgasm and enjoy the trip. Enjoy the sex. Enjoy the touching. Enjoy the experience. Now, I'm also going to put a fourth group together, and I have never, ever, once had an issue with this group of people, and that's the people that are penis endowed that do not identify as men. They are tremendous lovers because, one, they don't have that headspace. They're in a completely different headspace, and they are wonderful lovers. So I'm just going to throw that out. So there are four categories, but that really didn't apply to tonight's topic. So anyway, you have to be willing to change if you are a fast comer. If you're not willing to change, and now I'm going to throw this out there too. There are some of you out there, and I'm probably not talking to anybody in the room right at the moment, but there's going to be people that listen to this that will identify with this. There are some people out there that want to be the premature ejaculator and be the guy that just spurts off all the time because it's a humiliation thing that gets you rock hard and gets you turned on. And it's that humiliation factor that turns you on. If that's the case, there's no fixing that either. And I don't know that it needs to be fixed if it's a masturbation thing. Now, if you are that way and are in a sexual relationship with somebody, well, then you're going to start leaning more towards that first category now, aren't you? But if it's just a masturbation thing that you enjoy masturbating and coming really fast because of the humiliation factor, well, you know, there is that. But we're really not discussing or really focusing on that in this discussion, but I wanted to throw it out there because I know I'm going to hear about it. I know somebody will say, well, I like doing it just because of the humiliation factor. Well, that's great. That doesn't really fit into this topic. Now, if you have a sexual partner that enjoys the fact that you come really fast and they get nothing out of the sexual involvement, that is something new to me. I would have to say that that's alien to me. I wouldn't know anything about that because I am not one of those women. So, but anyway, if that's the case, hey, you do you, and I will judge you at another day. So, diet, exercise, all great things. And not only that, but being healthy is a lot better too. Oh yeah, I'm getting mine. If I can't get mine from you, then you don't get none from me. That's how that works, Callie. Yeah. Yes, I do not go the extra mile and be left walking on the side of the road by myself. Oh no, we're not doing that. Headspace. I can't emphasize that enough. That is where it is the most important. Again, back to my drink and song that I picked for this week. Whitesnake's Slow and Easy. when you take things slow and easy and you live in the moment and enjoy the moment and do not focus on the inevitability, you will start seeing that you last longer. And that it should be, that should be your goal, is to last longer. And back to the stroke-a-thon, because I am going to loop this back in before I close out tonight. Good luck, because we are going to be in your ear, being the naughty, raunchy, libitious is the word, bitches that we are. And oh God, we're going to have so much fun. And we're going to do everything we can to stop you from making it go very long. Just lost the stroke-a-thon. Well, Jeannie, you will not be alone on that, because like I was telling them earlier, I've heard a couple of the little promo audios that's gone into the store from like Harper and Michelle and who else? I've heard several. I think Demi's. Oh God, these women are hot. I wanted to play with my bean while I was listening to it. They are hot. So, anyway, for the stroke-a-thon, I give you all this advice tonight. Now, whether or not you can implement it, if you're in the stroke-a-thon, that's up to you. I give you the tools to be able to have perfect practice. I have told you how to get out of your own way. And I have told you what to look for. Now, it is up to you to apply these things. And I am going to start a recap right now of what happens after the show. I'm going to tell you all again, I am hosting the after party. The only two people that knew about this was me and Constance. We talked about it when the stroke-a-thon was first in its infancy about doing this. And I thought it was a great idea. I am going to be offering Discord packages. They will not be packages that will be on a normal call or anything like that. It'll be a Discord package. That way I control the amount of time and all that kind of stuff, and it doesn't have to go through the dispatch and all that. Well, you still have to pay for the session, but the logistics are different. But I'm going to offer a couple of packages and some prizes like that. Also, starting May 1st, I have a meeting with the powers to be tomorrow to find out what I need to do. But I'm going to put together a package for May 1st to May 23rd, noonish. That is going to be a very enticing package. It'll be something like what I offered a couple of weekends ago, where on your Discord session, you get some free time, maybe a couple of pictures, some aftercare, whatever. But that package will be available starting May 1st, I hope. I don't think that there will be any issues with that. So it will be something that you might want to look into, because, like I said, it will be a value-added package. You'll get something a little extra for that. And it does not, I'm going to call it a stroke-a-thon package, but anybody that wants to claim the package, even if they're not in the stroke-a-thon, hey, I'm not going to turn you down. No, you're going to be able to, everybody will get equal access to that. So keep that in mind. You'll get to play if you want to. You don't have to be in the stroke-a-thon just to play. And you don't have to be in the stroke-a-thon to go to the after party either. Let me make sure that's clear. The after party's for everybody. It's not just for the strokers. If the strokers want to show up, that's great too. But, and I am, I don't know exactly how I'm going to do it, but anyway, I will figure out, I'll figure out the logistics of the prizes, but there's going to be at least three prizes. And I would not doubt, if there's going to be other mistresses joining in too, having some fun. And I'm going to get with some of the other mistresses and see if they want to maybe put in some prizes for the after show, after party as well. Who knows? It's all in its infancy, so I don't know. But I do know there is an after show, and I am offering some prizes. So hopefully any of you that's in the room that have performance issues, hopefully this helped. If you do not have performance issues, hopefully this helped with just some of the information about stress, diet, exercise, things that are good for you anyway, outside of sexual activity. And I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed, you know, this has been the first show I've had in a while that I was the only person here with you all. So it was kind of fun with that too, that I actually got to just spend time with you by myself. So I did enjoy that. You know, I do this each week because I enjoy doing it. But I also do it because I hope you enjoy it. That is something that I want you all to understand. I love doing this because of you. If I was here by myself, I probably wouldn't have near the enjoyment level. But to see this, your faces every week, it makes my day. It makes me happy. I love that. And I appreciate it more than you will ever understand. I'm certain of that. So I hope that you continue to come. And if you have a topic that you are interested in, all you have to do is go to kinksanddrinks.com or go to phonesexfetishblog.com under the Kinks and Drinks tab. There is a link that will send you to a suggestion form. I believe Mott has it, and he might even be nice enough to post it. Right there it is. Click that link. Tell me what you would like to talk about, what you would like to hear. And if it does not horribly break the TOS, I will do my very best to come up with a great show about that. I love your input. I love doing shows for you. I know that Addie has suggested shows in the past. Maud has. Callie has. Ottoman, he didn't show up to the show, but he made the suggestion, so that was fun. But anyway, if you have anything, just hit me up with it. And if you don't want to go through the form, I guess that's not a big deal. You know how to get a hold of me. Just send me an email or send me a Discord message and tell you, hey, you know, I'd like to talk about, like for you to talk about this. Hiding from J.D. Vance. Well, speaking of, it's not a J.D. Vance thing, but speaking of, well, I am going to vent for the next minute before I close this show off. Fuck X. Them cocksuckers have still got me banned for absolutely no fucking reason. I have not broke their rules. They said that I had inauthentic behavior. Fuck Elon Musk with a baseball bat-sized dildo. Well, maybe not. He'll probably like that. I had to get that off my shoulders. Matter of fact, I'm going to put Elon Musk in the same category as John Calvin. I want to fuck the Puritanism right out of that little bitch. Anyway, now I'm done venting. I don't know what next week brings. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next week. Starting next week, we start Masturbation May. Doesn't mean that I'm going to allow you to come, but doesn't mean I won't either. But next week will be the first week of Masturbation May. We will also have a new Mistress of the Month. Don't know who that is yet, but once we know, we'll let you know. Whoever it is, it's going to be a wonderful lady, you know that. And there'll be, the 5 free minutes to go on with any 10-minute call with the Mistress of the Month. Right now, that person is Miss Hadley, so give her some love. I do believe that Miss Hunter is moving over to Discord this week. Don't quote me on that, but I believe she is moving over here on Thursday nights. And then I believe here very soon. Well, I know that Kay Marie will probably be the last to come over. And I do believe that her first week that she's supposed to be over here, she's actually going to be doing MILF duties. So she probably won't start until the week after that. So anyway, everybody in May that has live podcast is coming this way. And this will be the channel that they'll be at. So this is kind of a fun place to be now. Well, thank you all for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, on the Discord Enchantrix Empire radio channel. But you must be 21 or older to partake. Listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. I usually try to have that up by 10, but I'm going to say that from now on, it will be up by 3 p.m. on Sunday. So it gives me a little extra time if I need it. You all have a wonderful weekend, and until next week, y'all stay safe and try to last more than 3 strokes. Mm-hmm.